Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, to mark the release of the latest Japan-centric edition of Monocle magazine, we take a trip on the Flower Nagai line. This quirky train line running through the Yamagata prefecture makes for a particularly unique commute. And Monocle's Holly Fisher jumped aboard on her recent trip to the country to find out more.
Recently, I went to Tokyo for the first time. It was a work trip, and as part of it, I was required to leave the safety net of the big international capital city and venture into pastures very much unknown, in the form of a much, much smaller city called Nagai in Yamagata Prefecture. Oh, wow. I've heard it's really nice. It's known for its beef. No, I've never actually been to Yamagata, was the general consensus from all the locals I spoke to in Tokyo. In fact, I didn't meet a single person who'd ever been to Yamagata. I spent a long time in line at Shibuya Station trying to buy a ticket to get to Nagai, to be told that I could only purchase half my trip. The journey consisted of two trains, and the second line, called the Flower Nagai line, wasn't sellable in Tokyo. Used to a much more united train service in the UK, I found this strange and a bit frustrating, but got my ticket to the halfway point, Akayu, and figured I would sort out the rest of the journey from there. And so departure day arrived. After whizzing through Japanese cities on the very efficient Shinkansen, I pulled into Akayu Station, where I headed straight to the ticket office and was met by a man behind the desk. Nagai? I asked. Four, he replied cryptically. Ticket? I tried. Train, he responded. He pointed to empty platform four, which had a small waiting room on it, and so I headed over, ticketless, and a little confused. After a few minutes, a rickety single carriage turned up, and it was a sight to behold. The train was canary yellow and covered in enormous pink and orange flowers. With no information available in English, I figured this could only be the Flower Line, and so I boarded. Inside felt like a Wes Anderson time machine. Two pale pink cushioned benches lined either side of the grey symmetrical carriage, and the driver wore a vivid electric blue uniform. This was a million miles away from the bullet train I'd just alighted from. I took a seat near the driver to try and suss out what I was doing. It seemed that at each station a price would flash up on the board, and as you exited the train you had to put some money in a box. Okay, I've got this, I thought. But then, to further my foreignness, the train suddenly filled with about 40 very small Japanese schoolchildren. They can't have been more than 5 years old, and they all wore matching yellow hats that strapped under the chin. As they took their seats, they clocked the tall blonde woman sitting near the driver's compartment. 40 pairs of eyes fell on me as the kids whispered and pointed and giggled. Then, out of nowhere, "Hello." I looked up. A young boy was looking sheepishly at me. I replied, "Hello." The children all shrieked with excitement, and before I knew it, I was being bombarded. "Hello, hello, 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 hello." The unease of being the centre of attention on this tiny vehicle was soon lit up by the warmth of these very sweet children towards me, the stranger on board. And once I'd greeted each of them, we all settled into the lurching rhythm of the chugging train, and they left me to enjoy the mountainous backdrop to this rural part of Japan. I've been told that Japan is currently looking at other countries' railway models to see how they can make the entirety of their train systems easier to use. I certainly would have appreciated that when I was nervously planning my trip from Shibuya Station. But in hindsight, the uncertainties and oddities of that little floral train and its passengers are what will stay with me forever.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Holly Fisher for today's episode. Remember, tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.